USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Reports say a 5.1 magnitude earthquake hit California near San Jose. The U.S. Geological Survey saying it was followed by a 3.1 magnitude aftershock. All Bay Area trains halted service, but no damage or injuries are reported. President Biden is urging Americans to get the new COVID-19 booster shot. Speaking at the White House before getting his own updated shot, the president saying without proof, nearly every death can be prevented. The president also adding that the booster shots will help prevent transmission of COVID, which has Dr. Nicole Sapphire shaking her head.
The fact that he says it's going to protect those around you, well, what does he mean? That would mean that this booster decreases the transmission of the virus, which at this point, I can tell you, John, yes, maybe for the first 2 to 3 weeks after the booster, you have a decreased risk of infection. But let's remember, CDC Director Walensky just had her updated COVID booster a month ago, and she just was diagnosed with COVID this week. So that protection is short-lived.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Inflation continues to hit Americans hard, especially when it comes to consumer confidence again. The Conference Board's consumer index fell 5 points in October after rising for 2 straight months. The board's Lynn Franco cited inflation worries with food and gas prices driving concerns. Elon Musk will close his $44 billion deal to purchase Twitter by Friday. That's what Reuters says he told co-investors in the deal. They say investors now have the paperwork from Musk's lawyers showing it's a done deal. With no winner in Monday night's Powerball jackpot, the drawing set for Wednesday is at an estimated $700 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
A man handing out flyers in support of Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio was attacked on the streets of Hialeah, Florida on Monday. Hialeah Police Department Sergeant Jose Torres describes one of the alleged attackers, Javier Lopez.
He was out on bond, so he has other charges that he is being charged with. So he's currently in TGK custody facing those charges as well.
A new poll reveals Americans aren't feeling very optimistic about the prospects for the next generation. A Gallup survey found just 42% believe it's very or somewhat likely that young people today will be better off. Republicans on Capitol Hill continue to want President Biden to take a cognitive test, and it's not unprecedented.
Asking the President of the United States to take a cognitive test is no big deal. President Trump took one while in office and passed with flying colors. 79-year-old President Biden showing signs of decline and making statements very far from the truth should have all Americans worried. New York GOP Representative Claudia Tenney on Newsmax.
I think we should be very concerned. This is just a continued pattern. It's daily. I'm just surprised that his handlers, I call them the shadow government behind him that are actually running everything, continue to allow him to do public interviews to be on the public stage for people to see this in plain sight.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10/1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.